Okay then, let's answer some of your texts and emails that you've been sending in on Dear Scott. Read out by a posh lady off Radio 4. We answer them as best we can.
Name, Rosie Pizzorno. Subject, Jimmy Carr. Message, I was watching the Royal Variety Show last night, and his joke was simply, what happens when you spill carpet cleaner?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone laughed. Well, A, I don't know, and B, I don't get how it's funny. Can you enlighten me? I went and watched it back on the iPlayer, but still think I'm missing it. Jimmy Carr comes on at about 1 hour 48, and the carpet joke is at 1 hour 49. Please help. Thanks, love. Rosie Pizzorno, 19, Bristol.
Well, Rosie, love, 19 from Bristol. This is a joke that...
Surely the posh Radio 4 woman should have done that in a Bristolian accent, shouldn't she?
No, leave that to me.
All right, OK.
This is the joke you mean.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
It's one of those jokes that, like, no one gets at first. You can hear the audience going, and you can hear, like, their minds going, tick, 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 and then they all start laughing.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Yeah, there is. He's told that joke a few times, hasn't he?
I must have heard that joke about 12 times in the last month.
Well, he did
whenever
it on
I've seen him or heard him, he, like, he did it on Moyles, didn't he? Yeah. Like, I saw him do it on BBC Breakfast.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I did have the misfortune to see some of the Royal Variety last night. And he did it, as you say, he did it on there. I've heard it.
Yeah, he does... Yeah, he gets you know, good life out of his jokes.
Yeah.
He did do it on Moyles' show. I think Alid didn't get it either.
No.
It's like the new two nuns in a bath joke, isn't it? This is going to run and run. We're going to get loads of texts now from people going, I really don't get that Jimmy Carr joke. Well, maybe you'll hear it a few more times, and might get it. Right, next.
Dear Scott, so glad you're coming to Amsterdam with us.
Ah, right, okay, now this is... those Scottish girls, I seem to have agreed somehow to go to Amsterdam with a bunch of Scottish students, I think, in January. And they're supposed to be asking my work if I don't have time off.
We're going to eat in the dark and go indoor horse riding and buy ridiculous sunglasses.
You don't need to do that, I'll just bring mine.
Amazing.
Sound like your kind of thing.
Why are they eating in the dark?
I think, actually, I saw a programme about this the other day on the TV, on 5. There's a restaurant in Amsterdam where you can eat in the dark.
Oh, why didn't you do that?
Yeah, but that doesn't actually... Yeah, but why are they eating in the dark?
And then they're going indoor horse riding.
Yeah, I don't fancy that. Basically, because if you can't see
the
food...
Is that like the ones you get at games arcades, where you just sit on the...
If you can't see the food, it's supposed to, like, really kind of enhance the experience.
Ah, right.
Or something.
Just go to a normal restaurant and shut your eyes?
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, but that's not the point, is it?
You can't see in normal restaurants anyway, because you've always got your sunglasses on. Do you always eat in the dark? Your taste
also, they wouldn't want to. They wouldn't want to take you for an eat in the. They wouldn't want to take you for an eat in the dark thing, would they?
Why?
They'd just be like some kind of orange glow.
Yeah.
And the teeth.
And the teeth.
Oh yeah. There we are. You can have that one as well. Next.
Also, we noticed you are visiting Dundee in January. We are students in Dundee, so we'll see you then. Can't wait. Huh? Love you, Katie and Fiona. X.
Well, yes. If I don't see you before then,
Will. You'll go to Amsterdam with them, and then you could get them into your gig for free.
You'll be such good mates with them by then.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I can't wait to do indoor horse riding and wear ridiculous sunglasses.
I think you should be a bit more grateful. They've invited you. You should be a bit more grateful.
How did I end up agreeing to that?
Because they asked you and you said yes. You're
is
like
that
new Jim Carrey film. You can't say no to anything.
No, I can't.
That's a really good thing to know sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Next.
Hi, Scott, Chappers and Becky. I heard you talking about the Very Large Telescope, VLT, on the podcast.
Oh, this is from when we did Science News, which is going to be our new feature every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I mean, we forgot yesterday, didn't we? People really liked Science News, and we were talking about... Well, we found out that Germans call telescopes, don't they? VLT,
yes.
Very Large Telescope.
You might like to know that there are some even bigger telescopes that astronomers are planning.
Okay, good.
One is going to be 42 metres across and called the ELT. Extremely Large Telescope.
Get out.
There are also some ideas for one about 100 metres across, which would be called the OWL Telescope. Overwhelmingly Large Telescope.
Why did you up?
You say that.
I do.
You say that, but listen to this.
Cheers, Stuart, an astronomer off of Jodrell Bank. The observatory, not an actual bank.
He's from Jodrell Bank.
Doesn't mean to say he can't do wind-ups, though. Just because he's an astronomer, he doesn't mean to say he has to tell the
exactly.
truth.
Exactly, he can still be winding you up. I mean, they do know what... I've been to Jodrell Bank.
I
know what they're talking about
they
in Jodrell Bank.
It's but good there, isn't it?
I think he's still winding you up.
I don't think he is.
He is.
I've checked him out. He does work there.
You've checked him out?
Yeah, but that doesn't...
And he's cute, so no. That's all right.
No, he does work there. I've checked out the
Are
email.
Are you going to go and see his telescopes?
Is ELT.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see the OWLT.
Next.
Dear Scott, I have just come back from a business trip to Sweden, and all was well until I went for breakfast in the hotel in the morning. As I wandered round the buffet, past the pickled herring and cold meats, I noticed some thinly sliced smoked reindeer. Yes, actual reindeer. I tried some and thought that it was quite strange, but quite nice. Tell me, have you ever put anything strange in your mouth? Russell from Luton.
Well, Russell, funny you should say that. I have tried reindeer myself, actually, once. I didn't really go much on it.
Does it taste like chicken?
No.
What does it taste like?
It's more kind of like... you know, like game.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That kind of...
Yeah. Is it quite tough?
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
Why did you try reindeer?
I can't remember now. It was a while ago.
You've got a really posh supermarket because you can't get it in mine.
Do you not have a reindeer counter?
No.
Denise Van Outen and Richard Hammond are always there. Next.
Dear Scott, you are a little orange freak who tries to be funny and act that you're stupid all the time. Will you please get a good DJ? Because when it comes 4 o'clock, the radio is just rubbish. Nothing you say is funny. You are basically just annoying with the worst test in music ever. How did you ever become a DJ? Like all the rest of them are class except for you. And then when you're doing the Chris Moyle show, which you should not be because his show is funny, then you get Nihal. You think you are bad. He's just a complete idiot. You should both be fired and have to work somewhere crap. Ali.
That could be my favourite ever email that we've got. That is brilliant. Thanks, Ali.
The fact he's telling you you're stupid, yeah, there's about 6 mistakes in that.
I love that. Thanks very much for your feedback, Ali. Radio
1. Hey, it's a big Christmas extravaganza this Sunday from 4.